2018 has been challenging for the engineers and contractors who are building the new I-74 bridge. After a harsh winter caused minor delays, Lunda Construction started erecting the steel sections of the bridge arches in March. But then the Mississippi River began to rise and record flooding caused more delays. Project manager Danielle Alvarez says the arches are the most complicated part of the new bridge.
We've got 4 points of the arch as we work from the foundations. We're trying to make sure all 4 of those lines hit the same point 400 feet out, over 100 feet in the air in the middle of the river. So definitely taking some time with our measurements and procedures that we'll use to set the pieces to give us our best chance for success as we continue with the erection of the arch.
She and the rest of the I-74 bridge project team hope dry and warm weather will allow the arches to be completed before winter.
You know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, right? We see the arches start to form. We can see what shape they're taking. We've got a lot of work on the bridge, you know, approaching the arch. And even though we're facing these challenges, we're still making, you know, good advancements of the work on land. And we're also working on eastbound out there in the river as well. So we're still out there doing things. People are seeing progress.
The bridge project team produced a video called We Heard a Rumor to dispel gossip that the alignment of the arch pieces is way off. It's not. The other parts of the project in Bettendorf and Moline are going well, and Alvarez says work has begun on the Illinois-bound piers in the river. I'm Michelle O'Neill.